everybody, it's Lupin. How are you guys doing today? This is a super, super, super late weekly ramble. I'm sorry, but as you can tell, I'm sick. Today is the first day that I sound somewhat human. Or last night was really, but I was super tired last night. So today's the first day I'm kind of sounding human, so I didn't want to subject you all to a terrifying demon for the weekly ramble. Because of that, though, I don't really have much of an update for this week, like project wise, because I wasn't able to do anything. I was super sick, and it sucks. I don't typically get very sick, or I should say I don't really get like actually sick many times during the year. And this is the second time in like 3 months, which is just really weird for me personally, especially because both of them were like colds that affected my voice, which was like, grrr, you know, that's the thing I need, guys. So that was really annoying. But, you know, I haven't really done much. I haven't done any recording, obviously, but I haven't really been able to do much at all. I have been thinking a lot, though, this week because I've been kind of in a state of, like, I can't do anything. I've been thinking a lot about some other audio, voice actors, girls on GWA and stuff have talked to me about previously regarding Patreon. I do need to make an update to Patreon just regarding some of my lower tiers. It won't go into effect until March, so there's no changes this month. Like, don't worry, you know, if you're already paying, it's not going to go into effect until the 1st of March. But there are going to be changes to the lower tiers. I'm not sure if it's like the lower three or the lower two only, or the lower three or the lower four. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to change it, but I'll make a post when I have it all figured out, and you know, within the next week I'll let you guys know what the change is going to be, but it's nothing major. It's just kind of getting me more in line with, protecting myself, from theft and stuff like that. Just putting a couple more steps in place because how I have it now, a lot of people have pointed out to me, it's just not the right way to do it. It's just, unfortunately, just the way things work. I'm putting myself at a real disadvantage and really, I'm really opening myself up to a lot of content theft. But anyway, so that's that. That's kind of the only update that I have. Other update that I'll give just because I want to give some information. I have 4 more series that are recorded in collaborations, excuse me, not series. I have 4 collaborations that are waiting on editing or other voices. So just an FYI there. I have 2 collaborations that I'm putting together that are, one is completely recorded. One is still waiting on a couple more things, but they should be going up in the next 2 months. Both of them should go up in the next 2 months. So there's 6 collabs in the works. There's more, like, and those are like, you know, recorded collabs. There's more that are being talked about. So just FYI, I know a lot of you guys love the collabs. So just wanted to give kind of a somewhat spoilery information. I won't go into any detail on what they're about, obviously, or who's in them, but I think you guys are going to really like them. They're really fun things, and I'm really proud of a lot of them. I don't really have too much else to say. I'll give you guys a story. How about that? Because this literally happened to me 20 minutes ago, so might as well tell you guys about it, right? So I have lived in my house for 8-9 years now. And when I moved in here, I lived with my parents previously because I was a baby. I was a teenager. So I lived with my parents and before I moved into my house. And so when I moved in, I just took stuff from my parents' house. Like my stuff from my parents' house, not like their stuff. But anyway, excuse me. Because of that, when I was cleaning out my childhood room, there's some stuff that I grabbed that was like years old that I just like threw into a box and didn't think about. This all sounds very weird, but anyway, so because of that, I have stuff in my house that's like my house now, that's like, 15 years old, 16 years old. Anyway, I was just walking into, Mr. Lupin has been taking, we've got like this built-in shelving in our, next to our master bedroom. And, but we never really go into that area. It's like next to, so we have this little sauna in our house, but we don't really use it because I'm lazy. It really is the option or is the reason, but we have a sauna, and then next to the sauna, we have a built-in shelving unit. And since we don't really use the sauna, we don't really use the built-in shelving unit. So it's kind of just been collecting stuff, over the years. And, but like I walk past those things, to get to my studio, because my studio is like kind of down the hallway from them. So, but I never really pay attention to like the built-in shelving unit or the sauna, because I never go in them, really, not very often at least. So anyway, Mr. Lupin has been cleaning out the built-in shelving unit, and because of that, like some stuff has like kind of fallen onto the floor, because you know he's in the midst of decluttering and everything. So the whole point I'm getting to, this whole story, is that I just was going to my studio this morning, was about to walk in, and there was a bra on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck? Because a lot of you probably don't realize, I don't really talk about it, but I have quite the large chest, quite large. And this bra was like a B cup. And like, it was very small. Like, you could just tell when you're looking at bras, like you can just, if you like glance down at a bra, it's like, oh shit, that's tight, you know, small compared to like the bras that I fucking wear. I was walking and I was like, I looked down and I was like, what is this? And like, I was like trying to think, like I had this moment and I was trying to think, I'm like, is this like my little brother? Like, cause my little brother lived here a long, long time ago. Well, Mr. Lupin's little brother. Anyway, so I was like, is this like, was this one of his girlfriend's bras? Like, what is going on here? What is this little bra doing here? And then I picked it up because I was like, how did he knock it loose? Was this like one of, you know, little Lupin? That's what I'm going to call my little bro. Little Lupin's like bras, like what, or his girlfriend's bras? Like, what's going on here? And it was one of mine from when I was like 14, something like that. Like, I just happened to have this bra from when I was like 14, but it gave me like this moment of like, what the fuck is this tiny little bra doing in here? And like, anyway, so I have a bra from like half my life ago. It's just chilling in my house right now. I don't know. It's not a very interesting story, but it did make me giggle a lot because, like, just the confusion that I went through. Like, this, what? This isn't my bra? Like, what's going on here? Very, very confused me. So that just kind of made me chuckle this morning. And that's the only thing I really have to make me chuckle. I'm pleased by little things right now. There's not much good going on with this sickness, so I'm very happy about that little thing. It's very early in the morning for me, so I'm going to be taking some I'm feeling, despite how croaky and nasty I sound, I'm actually like miles above what I've been feeling. Like, Thursday was horrible. I was crying at work on Thursday because I was just not feeling good. But Thursday night I bought a humidifier and it cleared up my nasal, like my sinuses a lot. So that was amazing. And then I've been getting better since Thursday. So, I'm doing better. I'm going to drink a bunch of tea and hopefully, that kind of clears up some of the frogginess in my throat. And then I'm hoping to stream today. I'd really like to. That's another thing is like when I'm like feeling all sick like this, I can't breathe very well. So like sometimes if I'm talking for a long time, I'm like, where's my breath? I can't catch my breath. Anyway. All right, guys. I don't really have anything else to say. I'm just kind of, I'm done, I think. I'm done. It's time for me to go. Not really anything coming out in the next, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm so sniffly. There's nothing coming out in the next couple of days or probably the next week, like just solo Lupin. There's just, I don't have it in me. I sound gross and I doubt I'm gonna record anything. I know a lot of you guys were telling me to record a like taking care of your sick girlfriend audio, and I might do it still, but like I don't know, I don't like how I sound. So even if in context it's like, you know, oh, she's sick, it's contextually works, it's like I still don't sound good. Like just because it works in context doesn't mean I don't sound like shit. You know, no one wants, just because it works in context doesn't mean you want to listen to it, you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, oh my gosh, I'm so nasty. Okay, I'm going now before I sniffle anymore. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I hopefully will be streaming and hanging out with you guys, so this shouldn't be the last you hear from me, but you know, it all depends on how my voice does, so I might just try to save it. And I don't know what I'll do though, like if I'm not able to record and I'm not able to stream, like what am I supposed to do with my weekend? Hello? I'm so go, go, go all the time. I don't know what I'll do. Oh, that's actually creeping me out. No, I've got to do something. I've got to stream or something. I don't want to have nothing to do. Maybe I can write. I don't know. Anyway, guys, I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.